hope to visit Sweden one day.
Okay.
I've always thought it looked and sounded amazing. And then the more I read about them and how they work and the government, I'm like, thumbs up. And then we got IKEA.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm all for it. Sweden, here we come.
Here's the only doozy that I've come across regarding Sweden.
What?
They have put Vegemite in their Museum of Disgusting Foods.
Hang on. There's a Museum of Disgusting Foods.
I know.
And they put Vegemite in it? The buggers. How can
They've
you do that?
They've also put in musk sticks as disgusting
what?
Foods.
What?
Look, I wouldn't go out of my way to buy a packet of those. I know some friends when I was a kid loved musk sticks and would buy them, but
my old girl loved the musks.
They're not disgusting.
That was a staple on road trips with Mum. She'd have the packet of musks in there. You beauty. Look, and we'd be like, Mum, can I have a musk? Yeah.
This should be hitting world news.
Hang on. What? Where do they get off putting old Vegemite there in the Museum of Disgusting Things? Come on.
Speaking of the Museum of Disgusting Things, I'm going to start a museum of useless museums.
First up.
It's going to start on Facebook.
Sweden's Museum of Disgusting
so
Things.
This morning we want to know what should be put in the Museum of Disgusting Food on 13/27/10.
Vegemite doesn't deserve to be on that list.
It's a controversial product though.
No.
As we have talked about on the show, some people are very anti.
No.
I think Promite.
Honest. No, I get
Marmite,
it.
Marmite. Oh, throw those in there.
Yeah, for sure.
See
okay,
you later.
That's fine.
See
I'm
you later.
Down with it. And the humble musk as well. We expect Ben Stiller to be doing a movie about this sometime soon. A Night at the Useless Museum. thing is, he's going to go hungry because it's all just terrible foods and disgusting things.
What about the Museum of Awesome Food? Like, do you just go there and eat?
Yeah, like a burger or a... For a meat pie.
You're so basic, Banksy. Mm. You're so basic. So this morning I want to know, what would you actually put in the Museum of Disgusting Food? 13/27/10.
How much of a travesty is Vegemite on that list? Triple M, who's this?
This is Tony. How are you?
Good. Well, a little disgusted and miffed, Tony, at how Vegemite can be in the Museum of Disgusting Things. What?
I know. That's wrong. That's so wrong.
Doesn't
Good.
Deserve it.
There we go. We're all on the same page. What
right.
would you put in there instead, Tones?
I would put tripe.
Yes.
So have you had the displeasure of trying that?
I have many years ago, but I failed to keep that in my culinary diet.
It was quite popular once upon a time, wasn't it?
Look, let's be honest.
It was.
Yeah.
Anyone who's had a pie has had tripe, all right?
Well, this is
you know,
true.
You
gotta,
you got to think about these things, guys. So, yeah, you know what? Tripe absolutely has more of a place in the Museum of Disgusting Things than Vegemite and musks.
What's going on in Sweden?
Exactly.
Oh, Swedish meatballs. That's
They're actually really nice, and they're only like a dollar, aren't they?
Yeah, I can't put that in there. They're nice, yeah.
And black. You also got black puddings as well.
Oh, yeah, yuck.
You know what? Can I add to this list as well? Am I able
sure.
to do that?
Yeah.
I want to put down sushi.
No. Incorrect.
That's foul, that stuff.
Sushi's awesome.
Mate, I don't eat fish cooked. Who wants to eat it uncooked? It's terrible.
Not just fish and sushi.
Oh, but
that's right.
It's all that Japanese stuff. Can't stand it. You know what? Japanese menu. There you go. Belongs in the Museum of Disgusting Things.
You think? I think that's borderline myself.
I've always suspected it's a little fishy.
Thanks for your call, Tones.
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast.